In the minds of some Americans of a certain age, Da Nang may forever be linked to war. It was a major base for the U.S. military in the 1960s and early 70s, used by the Marine Corps, the Army, and the Air Force. The air base was used to store the chemical defoliant Agent Orange. Today, Da Nang is one of the country's most important ports and the third largest city in Vietnam, after Ho Chi Minh City and Hanoi. It's a deep water port, which means it can handle the latest versions of container ships carrying goods to and from other commercial destinations. There's a new international airport that opened in May, and the government is likely to highlight that growth in infrastructure to stress the entire country's economic growth. Vietnam's economy is set to grow by about 7% this year, one of the strongest expansions in the region. It's also got a $32 billion annual trade surplus with the United States, something President Trump is likely to mention at some point during his visit. It's the sixth largest trade deficit the U.S. has with any country. And while the economy has grown, political freedoms have not. The Communist Party runs the country. Other political parties are banned. And Human Rights Watch says Vietnam's human rights record remains dire in all areas. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.